I will be brief, and I will try mainly to focus on the conclusion based upon all the national reports. But as I see it, there's a few basic facts. There's a strong correlation between disability, employment, and education. So education is a clear, for me, clear point. In all countries I have been reading through reports and research, etc. It's also more or less clear that there's a worse situation for women than for men. This might have the connection between, you can say, the general picture that women in most European countries have a lower employment rate than men, but there seems to be also a connection between disability options for women and for men. And persons with intellectual or learning disabilities have particular difficulties in entering and or remaining on the labour market. And there are huge differences between countries. And part of this might be statistical, part of it might reflect traditions and history, part of it might reflect different types of labour market, etc.
Excuse me, I have a question. Will your report be available in a written version?
Yeah, we will be. We're editing final drafts of reports, and the country reports and synthesis reports will be available.
There seem to be, of course, a lot of strategies and different case stories, which I have not time to come into, but there seem to be at least a difference between trying to make use of the ordinary labour market. A lot of countries use sheltered employment to a large degree, some do to a lesser degree. Quota obligation is a divide around in Europe with different approaches, different ways of doing it. And mainstreaming do often take place. And here I would like to raise what I would call a dilemma, in the sense that mainstreaming is, in a sense, good because it integrates disability in the all discussion, but it increases the risk that no one has real responsibility. I think this dilemma is something one needs to discuss, because it opens for no one can say, sometimes one is saying, if all has the responsibility, no one is taking it. So therefore I think, even if it's good and has good aspect and positive aspect in many countries, I would like to raise and people be aware of this dilemma between mainstreaming or what happens. And therefore I have listed, based upon your report and said research, that there should be, as also indicated by the Commission in the beginning here, it would be good to have targets. It's good to have clear targets that should be set on a, you can say, a level which is achievable but still challenging. One could argue that all countries should reach at least the average of all countries on the employment rate for people with disabilities. One should also be more aware of that activation projects, or you can say different kind of projects, have a clear goal from the beginning, so you know what you attempt to do, so you also afterwards can make a good evaluation. Because a lot of the case stories I have read have had no clear strategy. They have not been evaluated, so we do not really know what is the effectiveness and the outcome of the projects. There should be a structured evaluation strategy right from the beginning, so we can know more about what works and what does not work. One should also try to focus more on measures to create accessibility in the working environment. And perhaps I should mention here that most countries, in fact, have this in the legal system. But I have more and more learned by social policy analysis around in Europe, it's not always enough to have a law. I'm sorry to say that to lawyers, but it seems to me that sometimes you need money and you need somebody to test that the implementation de facto is taking place. It's not enough just to write down we're going to have free, easy access, etc. There should be something following up in this area. One should try to, of course, have a regular and planned update of labour force survey. For most countries in Europe, it seems that the data from 2002 survey is the only or most recent reliable data in this area. And we are now in 2008, so I mean, I think there should be a more clear attempt to have good data here, because that would help also in the comparative analysis and make countries having something to achieve and go towards. It should also be more clear about the implementation strategy information on existing activation policy. It should be clear for all and available also for others who would like to do the same kind of projects. It seems to me, based on again, different stories and different indication, that there is a gap between the childhood and the labour market. It's something we have seen also in other parts of the labour market, that the entrance of young people to the labour market is difficult. It is, of course, even more difficult for people with disabilities, And it seems to me that here there is something one could do by trying to find ways of bridging this gap. Some countries have done something, but that's something one could work on in the future. It also seems that employers are not always well informed about, in fact, the options of support from the state or local governments in this area, and therefore awareness raising for support might be a way of helping to do it better, and also, of course, that companies' social responsibility is followed. I would still argue one should continue with mainstreaming the focus, given the dilemma I raised before, but say be careful and think about what is the positive and negative aspect by doing this. We need more about spending on the measurement on active labour market policy for people with disabilities. For the time being, a lot of projects are not counted as measured. We have some countries we do not spend, if we look at the raw data from Eurostat, 0.0 on activation projects for people in the active labour market policy. But seemingly, a lot of things are taking place anyhow, indicating that the data isn't perhaps not reliable for all countries. They need to be more specific, including the number of participants, outcome, and the effects of the different activities. One could also establish a prize for the best projects or best evidence, I would say, based project in Europe. So not just the best project. I mean, sometimes, to say it bluntly, we have projects who by themselves find they have done a very good job because they have been enthusiastic, engaged, lively. But that's not the same as a long-term and lasting effect of an activation project or a project helping in remaining or staying at the labour market. It also seems, but this has been not so detailed in the analysis and in the countries, that there is a problem sometimes with the link between the benefit system and the labour market system. So one needs, I think, to explore how can one make it easier to opt in and opt out, so to speak, between the benefit system and the labour market. It also seems that it's good to have some kind of preferential treatment for interviews for certain kinds of jobs that might help in removing at least some entry barriers. And finally, I mean, we all find a lot of new gadgets and technologies, and I can also see that around the tables. And I think there's a lot of elements in this area which can be used to further make it possible to enter or stay on the labour market. So, I would agree with the Commission, there's a lot of things to be done. You need to do a lot of things about, of course, data, reliable data, and also about effectiveness and evidence on effectiveness. Thank you. Mm-hmm.